Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome to the Lord Ciampa Show. This is episode number 29. I am the Otaku MC, the Shogun, the Rap Games Akira, Lord Ciampa himself, Mari Champru. Once again, welcome to the Lord Ciampa Show. We just finished watching the PS5 reveal event. Well, not reveal, the price reveal. And they showed what games will be coming out at launch and what games will be coming out in the near future. Right now, for everybody that has been sticking with me for the past, 2.5 hours, shouts out to y'all. You guys already know what it is. I will be reiterating my rating for what I gave this event. I had to take a good 10 to 15 minute break just now. Whew. Because we about to get deep into this motherfucker. But let's get past this opening. This is the only place where you can get your gaming, anime, manga, cosplay, hip-hop, music, talk, Black and Asian community topics from those actually a part of those communities. And we sprinkle a little lewdness in there for your pleasures. This is a very special episode, guys. Because we're continuing from the live stream that we started a couple of hours ago. So shouts out to everybody in the Twitch chat. I won't be able to directly, like, look at it and respond right now because, you know, we are doing the damn thing. You feel me? So just bear with me. Definitely we will. I will be chatting it up with you guys in a bit. But this is podcast time. I'm Quan Solo right now. My co-hosts are not with me. They are not with me right now. This is just me. This is a very special episode of the Lord Ciampa Show. The Sony Pony's here. Well, the Sony Stallion, excuse me. I ain't no pony. I'm a stallion, baby. The Sony Stallion is here. We about to get into it. Please share this podcast with all your friends, family members, your enemies, the OGs, the weebs, the weebets, your weed man, your weed woman. It don't matter. But I understand how you guys are. It's 2020. The sex workers out there, your enemies, your frenemies, the baby mamas and baby daddies, weebs, all y'all niggas. Share the podcast. We are available on Apple Podcasts. Rate us 5 stars. And please leave a comment so we can move up in the algorithm so people could check out your boy and support. You feel me? We are also available on Spotify. Check us out, The Lord Ciampa Show, featuring, with T-Money and Happy Bun Bun. Shouts out to my co-stars who are not with me right now. I love y'all. I had to do this one. I had to go Quan Solo on this one right here. This is a very special one. I couldn't wait for y'all niggas. But yeah, share the podcast. Boom. If you'd like to donate, please, guys, donate via Cash App, $ Weeboids, WEEBOIDS, on Venmo, which is Weeboids, WEEBOIDS-FGE. To support the podcast, make sure you put hashtag TLCS so I know where the splits go. You know, I gotta pay my peoples. You guys can follow me everywhere. Malik Champlu on twitch.tv/Malik Champlu, youtube.com/Malik Champlu, twitter.com/Malik Champlu. Instagram.com/I'm everywhere. Malik Champlu. Can't miss me. And I want to say thank you all. Once again, for supporting me and my endeavors. I love y'all. Now let's get into it. Fuck all that intro shit. Episode number 29. Let's get it. We just got a reveal of the pricing for the PlayStation 5. I am satisfied. I'm glad. I am happy for this price right here. One time for Sony. Got to give it up to Sony one time. Got to give it up to them. Reason why is because the system will be coming out on November 13th of this year. On a Friday. Friday the 13th. Oh, shit. And it's looking like the digital edition is pretty much the PS5. Minus a disc tray. Okay? If this is true, I don't care what y'all say out there. There is no reason for you guys to go out and purchase an Xbox Series S. Let me say that one more time. if the PS5 all digital edition is $400, there is no reason for you to go out and purchase an Xbox Series S. If you want to get an Xbox Series, oh, sorry, and a Xbox Series S, X, XS, both of them things. There's really no point. If the digital edition is $400. The reason why is because recently we've been told that a lot of things have been nerfed on the Xbox Series S, thus forcing you to pretty much get the Xbox Series X. Now, I wanted to purchase an Xbox Series S so I can play old school games on there, upscaled in 4K, but that has been nerfed. Everything is at 1080p, maybe 60 FPS, old school games, that is, specifically. Because I'm going to be honest with you guys, the system has nothing on there for me. I don't like sports titles like that unless it's a streets title. Let me say that one more time. NFL, NHL, NBA, all that shit. I don't care for it unless it is a streets title. FIFA, same thing. I don't care. I don't like simulators. Let me say that one more time. I don't like simulated games. I don't like Forza. I don't like it. Okay? And everybody that I'm speaking to, they're getting Xbox consoles specifically to play sports titles. And there's nothing wrong with that. But here's the thing. If you're going to pay for the Series S, you're not getting native 4K. You're getting upscaled 4K. There's a huge difference, okay? There's a huge difference. You're not going to get that 8K gaming, so if you do upgrade to a 4K TV or an 8K TV in the future, it's not, your system is not future-proof, which means you have to buy a new one because the S does not have those system requirements. That's going to have your shit at native. Native meaning as soon as you plug it in, you know, it's automatically super high def. No, it's going to look high def, but if you compare it to the Series S, whatever game it is you're playing, it's on the Series X, it's going to be automatically in native 4K. So no matter what, it's going to be in 4K. All right, now that that's out of the way, I gave this showcase right here an 8 out of 10. I'm being very honest. I love Sony. I love gaming. Let me say that one more time. I love gaming. Okay? I'm rooting for Sony because I've been a part of the Sony Nation since the 90s. Okay? I grew up with the console, no different from me growing up with Nintendo consoles. And I've had an Xbox. But the thing is, Sony consoles have given me the experience that I've wanted. I want anime games. I get it. I want my fighting games. I get it. I want third-person shooters. I get it. I want action games. I get it. When it comes to Nintendo consoles, I know what I want with the Nintendo consoles. A Nintendo console. I want RPGs. I get them. Copy. I want RPGs. Like I said, I get them. I want platformers. I get them. I want puzzle games. I get them. You know? On Xbox, the same thing. I want everything that I'm getting from the PlayStation on the Xbox. The only thing they are focused on is casual gaming, which is people that love sports games, people that pop in 2K and play 2K until the next 2K comes in. The only game they got is 2K, Madden, and Call of Duty. I don't like first-person shooters like that unless they are different, like BioShock, like Resistance, Fall of Man on the PS3. Doom, amazing. Games like that, first-person shooters like that, grasp my attention, and they keep my attention. And I like those games. I don't like them as much, but I do like those games. So let's, I'm trying to make things clear, and I'm being extremely, extremely neutral right now. Because as I was watching the event, I was getting everything that I want. One more time for Sony. One more time for Sony. The first game we got was Final Fantasy 16. I wasn't expecting Final Fantasy 16. I thought it was a port of 14. But we got Final Fantasy 16. And let's check out this FF16. Let's check out this trailer right now. Which is dope. Because we're about to watch this. As a matter of fact, you guys can watch that on your own. But we will do this right here. The reason why I'm not putting this on screen is because I don't want to get flagged. Final Fantasy 16 is being released on the PlayStation 5. And it is a PlayStation 5 exclusive. The moment they said it's a PlayStation 5 exclusive, I said, you guys got it. The gameplay looked like a mixture of Dark Souls, or better yet, not even Dark Souls. It looked like a mixture of Bloodborne, a watered-down Bloodborne, and Final Fantasy 15. Now, my only concern with this one right here is the combat system. If the combat system is stiff, like 15, I don't know. I'm going to pass on it. But I seen freaking summons popping up. I seen albino chocobos. We're going to mute that. Oh my God. We're going to skip ahead. Oh, look at that. They're bringing back the crystals, baby. It's all about the crystals. The story, I hope the story's on point. It's looking like the producer of Final Fantasy 12 is on with this one. Look at that. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Chombos with the flames? Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Final Fantasy 16, PlayStation 4. I'm saying 4. PlayStation 5 exclusive, probably coming next year. I'm guessing around holiday season. I'm guessing around that time. I can't wait for this one. I really can't. I'm waiting to hear more about it. Shouts out to Sony, man. For real. That took me by surprise. The next game that had me hype, of course, was Miles Morales, which is a day one PlayStation 5 exclusive game. They showed a hell of a lot with that Miles Morales trailer. A lot of gameplay from, I'm guessing, the first mission. It looked good. It looked great. And I'm on my Twitter right now. And Jeff Keighley himself said almost an hour ago, Spider-Man, Miles Morales is coming to the PS5 and PS4. Now we have a problem, because I'm thinking this was an exclusive title to the PS5. Okay? So, me being neutral, I'm saying that's an issue. Because right now, we still don't know what games we have at launch that are exclusives. If I can get it on my PS4, what's the point of me getting it on my PS5? Of course, it's going to be upscaled and all that good stuff. Of course. But the thing is this. We want exclusive games upon launch. I'm being honest with you guys. I don't want people saying I'm biased. You know, I am a Sony pony. I'm a Sony Starion. I gotta move this over right here. Hold on. A Sony Starion. That's a fact. But I'm definitely being extremely neutral. The gameplay looked amazing. The only thing I have to say that I don't like is the fact that it's on the PS4. And it's going to be $50. But is that for the PS4 only? Or is that going to be on the PS5 as well? Because if it's on the PS4, it should be $40. If it's on the PS5, it should be $50. If that's the route that they're going to go, definitely getting that day one for my PS5. That's a super fact. That is a super factoid. Right? The next game that I saw personally that I was hyped for, I didn't expect it, was Devil May Cry. Hold on. It was Devil May Cry 5 Special Edition with Virgil. Oh, y'all seen that drop, right? Y'all seen the bit? Y'all seen that just now? Hold on, let me show y'all. My drop. Oh, y'all only. Dang. So, yeah, what the hell? Hold on. You know what, man? Get the shit out of here, man. Ah! Fluff that. I ain't got time for it. Ha! DMC5 Special Edition, which is, I think, pretty much coming out on all the consoles, on all the systems. It's coming out on the PS5. Virgil Returns. What the fudge? Where is it? DMC5. I just need the trailer. I need to see at the ending. What the hell? They literally just showed it. There we go. Announcement trailer. What the hell? DMC5 Special Edition. That's why. There we go. Sped Ed. New Virgil missions. And they said it will be available digital. Okay? When the PS5 drops. So, automatically, I know I'm getting my P5 beforehand. And I definitely want DMC5. It's a fact. You guys watched me last year or a year and a half ago, whenever the hell that was. I was streaming Devil May Cry 5. And now that the special edition is coming out. Hold on. How old is this? Hold on, because this is an old video. Is Devil May Cry 5 out right now, special edition with Virgil? No, it's not. But the fact that we got a, okay, what's that, 60 FPS, why, you see? Hold on for 2.5 seconds. There we go. I gotta type in the whole freaking thing. Yes, the announcement trailer was made. Virgil is here. Aha! Available digitally at launch on the PS5 and the Xbox Series X as well. I'll be getting that. Virgil sells. The time has come. They listen. Now I'm motivated. November 19th. Virgil edition. I can't wait, man. I definitely want to play that. I said I'm copying it for that. And I'm copying it for Miles Morales. But I have a PS4 here. You feel me? But since I have a PS5, I'm going to have a PS5 first day. You guys know we live first day, baby. We're going to be playing that good old Miles Morales, and we will be playing Devil May Cry 5 Special Edition featuring Virgil. That shit look crazy. Homeboy stabbed himself and V came out? Bruh. I was losing my shit. I was losing my shit. I can't wait. I honestly need that as well. That's a super fact. That's a super fact. Now, this is where things started going downhill, though. There was a lot of games that I was just like, eh. Prime example, Five Nights at Freddy's. Eh. Deathloop. Call it hell no. Hell no. And what picked it up, what made me say, okay. You know, they showed Resident Evil as well. They showed Oddworld. And let me see something with Oddworld. Because I'm personally not going to buy Oddworld, but I would love to play it. Because I played Abe's Odyssey when I was a kid. So if anybody out there want to donate, you feel me? The bread for your boy. So he could play that Oddworld on his PS5. That'd be awesome. You know, drop a little $50-$60. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a PlayStation console exclusive on the PS4 and the PS5. I didn't know that. Wow. That's what's up. Another exclusive. Not really. Kinda. But okay. Still. They get an 8. 8.5. They got an 8. Cool. So this Demon Souls. I am not a fan of the Souls series like that. But when I saw this right here, I said, okay. And I want to put this right here. I actually want to watch it on my TV. In 4K to see how it looks, because me trying to put this in 4K right now while I'm streaming, recording and all of that, it's putting a strain on my baby. Oh my god, that shit looks sexy. Oh my god, holy shit, bruh. I saw this, I was like, okay. Slash. It's over. Oh no, he blocked it. Alright. You gotta move. You died. I saw this and I was like, yo. I'm gonna need this right here. You got the yo, this look crazy. And I'm not a Demon Souls, Dark Souls, and I even tried to play what's that game called everybody likes? Bloodborne. It's not my style of game. I like fast-paced games, and I like punishing games, but I don't like it when a game is ruthless for no reason. You feel me? Like, you throw one slash, then you gotta wait for the cooldown. And I understand you gotta go further in the game, but there's a horde of people coming at you, so you gotta run. No. The pacing of how that looked, I was like, I'm definitely going to be playing that right there. And once again, a PlayStation exclusive to the PlayStation 5. Demon Souls. It's not a launch title. But I need that. I needs that. Then they also showed Hogwarts Legacy. I hope that is kind of like, what's that game called? I hope it's like, what's that game on the Xbox? The Xbox. Fable. I hope it's like Fable. I really hope it's like Fable. Because from what was seen, I was like, oh shit, hold up. Oh man, it's looking pretty smooth, baby. You're looking a little sexy there. Now, the PlayStation Collection is... We're gonna get into why I'm, like, iffy with a few things. And I need more information. So, they then showed something for the PlayStation Plus. And they're talking about the PlayStation Plus Collection. Okay? Introducing the PlayStation Plus Collection. PlayStation Plus Collection consists of... Sony PlayStation 4 games that have sold a certain amount. The games out there that are considered top-notch. OGs and all that good shit. A new PlayStation 5... PlayStation Plus benefit for PlayStation 5. Right? And they showed God of War. They showed Monster Hunter World. They showed Final Fantasy 15. Fallout 4. Mortal Kombat 10. Uncharted 4, Ratchet and Clank, Days Gone, Until Dawn. I'm going through the list as it goes. Detroit, Become Human. What else we got? Battlefield 1. Infamous Second Son. That's when I said, okay. So now I have three, maybe four games. I'm like, all right, cool. Then you got Arkham Knight in there as well. What other classics? The Last Guardian. That popped up as well. Last of Us Remastered. The Last of Us has a bad taste in everyone's mouth. Persona 5. The Last of Us, Resident Evil 7, nobody cares. It has a bad taste in everyone's mouth until the new... I'm looking at the trailer to see what I missed. But yeah, until the new Last of Us comes out, nobody cares about The Last of Us. I'm being honest with you guys. Seriously. Enjoy a selection of generation PS4 defining games. Access the entire collect... You see? I missed that part. Access the entire collection. Access the entire collection on your PS5 at launch. Simply download the games and start playing when you have a PlayStation 5 coming to the PS5. PlayStation Plus is an ongoing subscription PlayStation Plus is not available in China. Damn, China and Japan still got beef. I haven't played God of War, and I said I was gonna play God of War live on stream, so it's looking like when we get the PlayStation 5, we'll be playing God of War as well, because God of War is something I missed out on. I could get it right now if I wanted to, but why would I do that? I would wait to play it because that game looks amazing. And I don't have a PlayStation 4 Pro, so I'm skipping the Pro and I'm going directly to the PS5. I definitely want that. So 60, I hope they don't bump that shit up, because I'd get the whole year in November. November 13th, I will be getting a PS5. I will be getting Devil May Cry. I will be getting PlayStation Plus as well. Now, I need to know, there's some more stuff. There's some more things, some more questions I have. These are things that I'm not worried about, but these are things that I need to know. Okay. Is the digital edition the full-fledged PlayStation 5 experience, or will it be nerfed like the Xbox Series S? I need more information. They didn't tell us any information besides the date. Then they showed us what the booty looked like and the top, or the underneath it. Okay, hold on. Let's put this in full screen. Shouts out to IGN for the clip. I want to see the back, because I've seen some 3.0s in the back. In the front, that's looking like a 3.0. Okay. There we go. Whoop. Pause that. Let's do this and then zoom in on the back. We have an Ethernet port in the back. We have an HDMI port, of course, in the back. We have two USB 3.0s. Power. Okay. And that's on both. What is that up there? What is this small thing up there? With the stand. I hope the stand comes with it. That shit is sexy. I don't care what anybody says, man. Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on. Super facts. I need that digital edition, though. Now, if the digital edition is the complete experience of the PlayStation 5, I will be getting the digital edition. The reason why is because a majority of the games that I have since COVID, and even before COVID, when Wii Boys was open, Gaming Lounge, we bought games digitally so people can't swipe or no swiping our games. And I hope ultimately, which means we can transfer the games we purchased before to the PS5. If so, it's DOA for Microsoft. Shouts out to Microsoft for having xCloud and their what's the name service. I gotta give props where props is due. Their what is that called? The Xbox Live mixed with Game Pass. That's lit. Right? Shouts out to them. But like I said, they don't have any games that are appealing to me. And if I can transfer all of my games over, I'm sticking with Sony. And I hope, because the details have yet to come out, the specs on the digital edition. But right now, we are about to deep dive on some rocks of shit and find out. PS5, digital edition, specs. Okay. There's literally not much left to know about the PS5, which is good because you can now start planning which version you're going to buy, what games you'll pick up first, the accessories you'll need, how much you need to save up. Exactly. Here's a glimpse. Blah, 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 blah. However, possibly more importantly is the PS5 pricing date. The PS5 is a very different looking console to the PS4, with its space age black and white color scheme. Okay. We'll cover in full below, but specs wise, PS5 is rocking an AMD Zen 2 base CPU with 8 cores at 3.5 gigahertz, 16 gigs of GDDR6 memory. Let's go. 16 gigs. And a custom RDNA. Oh, yes. Okay. So you know what that means? Do you know what this means, people? Rounding out with an 8. The PlayStation 5 digital edition is what we will be going with for $400. We must save up $600 to get any and everything we need to play and be comfortable with our system. Because the digital edition, which is $400, is the complete PlayStation 5 experience. I repeat, 10 teraflops, all that shit everybody was laughing at for $400. That is a nice, that's a nice place to be at, Sony. That is a beautiful place to be at, Sony. And I commend you guys, because I will be getting my PlayStation 5 launch day. Launch day, I'll be getting my PlayStation 5. I cannot wait for it to come out. I can't. I need more information. Let me know what's up. Can I transfer over my files? You guys gotta let me know. $100 more expensive. The PlayStation 5, $100 more expensive than the launch price of the PS4, PS Pro. And it matches the price of the Xbox Series X. However, PS5 Digital Edition, okay. We'll get a disc drive. And so the pricier Xbox Series S variant still packs some power and performance as the main console. Once again, which it's not, Okay, the PS5 digital edition priced at $499. While you won't get a disc drive, and it's pricier than the Xbox Series S, the variant. Oh, it's important. Still packs four. Excuse me, I take that back. Yes, it still packs the same power and performance as the main console. So there's no point in copying a Xbox Series S specifically. If you want to get an Xbox Series X, be my guest. You do you. Looking at some more information. 4K, of course. USB-C. HDMI camera. Media remote. Yes, 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 yes. Alrighty. We still haven't seen the UI. Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot of stuff that I'm just waiting to, and I need to bring this down here. Because I'm about to scour on Twitter to see what's up. Let's find PS5. Nobody cares about Disney Plus, honestly. Well, I personally don't. Skip. Boop. Sorry, November 12th. My bad. November 12th, not November 13th. Excuse me. November 12th, it's coming out. US, Japan, Canada, Mexico, and then everybody else is getting it a week later. That's a Thursday. Let's check Twitter. Because my Twitter be spicy. My only concerns are what games are going to be at launch. Will we be able to transfer over our games that we purchased on our PS4s to the PS5? I highly doubt it. What other games are you adding to the PlayStation Plus experience? It's confirmed that it's the same horsepower and all that good shit as the disc version of the PS5, which is awesome. Let's pull this up right here. Boom. Which is good. But let's see what else. Hot diggity dog. Hot diggity dog. Hot diggity dog. Definitely. Where's the PS5 news? Where's the PS5 news? Because, you know, everything on Twitter, man. You know what? PS5. Launch. Titles. Oh, Jeff! You see, Jeff Keighley got the scoop. Jeff Keighley has the scoopy desu, and we're gonna end it with this scoop right here. I will update this thread as I learn more. Okay. First party launch lineup for the PlayStation 5, day one. Destruction All-Stars. Oh, that was that. Yo. Because I'm not getting Astro's Playroom and shit like that, which is a launch title. So, let's look at the launch titles. Because Jeff Keighley has the scoopy desu. Destruction All-Stars. This is 3 months ago. 4 days ago. Is this more information on it? No. But then they showed like clips of it during the ending. And I was like, yo, okay. Okay. But I need some more information on this right here. Right? Miles Morales, of course. Playroom, we seen that. Demon Souls, we know about that. What's Ribbit's Big Adventure? Oh, okay. Harmony would like this. I personally won't be getting this, and I personally won't be like, I personally won't like it. I'm kind of mad. Ribbit's Big Adventure PS5. What's Ribbit's Big Adventure? It's not showing Ribbit's Big Adventure. Okay. By the way, by the way, Ribbits is Sackboy. So Sackboy's Big Adventure, I will be getting that. Jokes. So I'm like, yeah, why is Sackboy popping up as a Ribbit? Okay. Shouts out to Jeff Keighley for the scoop. I want to play it. I want to play it, but me investing my bread, I know where my money is going to. My money is going to PlayStation Plus. My money is going to Miles Morales PS5 edition. This is it for my PS4. Ghost of Tsushima and whatever fighting games I have on there. Of course, I love playing my fighting games. But once I'm done with Ghost of Tsushima and I'm taking my time with it, I'm not rushing through it just to rush through it. Play it and I enjoy it. I'm enjoying the story. But once that is pretty much done, we'll be on the road to PS5. Road to PS5 consists of us playing some RPGs, Final Fantasy 10-2. We'll be playing that. Then we'll be transitioning over into Final Fantasy 12, which I might get on the Nintendo Switch to give my Switch some more love. Yeah, we'll see. And then 16 is going to come out on PS5 later on. Once I'm pretty much finished with that, with Ghost, that's it for my my PS4 it's obsolete for the most part. But I Demon Souls is a definite first day. Miles Morales is a first day, and Devil May Cry 5 is a first day special edition. That's a fact. Those are three games. That's six. That's two. Sorry. Hold on. 12. That's two hundo. Damn. You can get four PlayStation 5 games and a PlayStation 5 all digital edition for around $600. Hot damn. Hot diggity dog. Because that's what I'm going to be doing. I got a lot of bread to save up. Got a lot of work to do. So if you guys can please donate to the Cash App. You feel me? That's $WeBoyds. And it's coming up on the screen. WeBoyds-FGE on Venmo. Support your boy. Support the cause so we can live stream this PS5. You feel me? And everybody's tagging me and everything, man. Everybody's tagging me and everything, man. Get that. Look at 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 this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Here you go. I'm getting the digital. And I gave that event, that entire thing, an 8 out of 10. We got the price. I seen the games that I was interested in. They had a little something for everybody besides the sports heads. They had everything for everybody. They didn't show Ratchet and Clank. They didn't show Sackboy. They didn't show the launch games. What they should have did was they should have showed the launch games. Definitely. They shouldn't have wasted time on Resident Evil. Let me tell you guys my personal opinion on what games they should not have wasted their time on. Because it was a waste of time. Fortnite was unnecessary. Five Nights at Freddy was unnecessary. Oh, and God, they showed the little God of War teaser at the ending. There's a lot of rumors about that. Swag. They didn't have to show Call of Duty. They just could have announced or showed like a minute of gameplay. But 4 minutes of space, unnecessary. Yep, Resident Evil, unnecessary. And honestly, Hogwarts was unnecessary as well to me because they didn't show gameplay. But a couple of those games, take those out, and they should have showed the launch titles, which would have like been super awesome, mega amazing. But we can't always get what we want. I'm hype as shit though, and we are going on 3.5 hours of the Lord Chomper show on NWO New Weeb Order, available only on youtube.com/Malik Champloo. And this is the ending of episode number 29 of the Lord Chomper show. You know, you guys know I give y'all a little closing. So please wash your hands, wash your ass. Don't forget your gloves and your mask. This is available on Apple Podcast. Please check us out. Give us 5 stars and leave a little comment too, so we can move up in the algorithm. We are also available on Spotify. So if you guys want to listen to us for free on Spotify or free on Apple Podcasts, we out here. Let the peoples know. Please share the podcast. And yeah, I'm satisfied. I got a lot of work to do. I'm about to go get something to eat. And I will be back a little later to talk with the squad about the PS5 and shoot the shit. That's it. It's the Otaku MC, the Shogun, the Rap Games, Akira, Lord Champa himself, Mari Champloo, signing out, letting everybody know, Sony Nation, we out here. Start saving your money for your PlayStation 5s. Peace.